So the next segment that I'm going to do is a little twist on your invite. But I really believe if you invite the way we're getting ready to talk about, that you can change your whole business. I love this saying, the two most important days of your life is the day that you're born and the day you find out why. See, I said it earlier, every one of you are here for a reason. Maybe you want more out of life. Maybe you want to go on a vacation. Maybe there's more that you want. But you're not inviting that way. So we're going to talk about invite with purpose. And I'll be honest, this could be a game changer. This could be what changes your whole business, because I said it earlier and I'll say it again. A lot of you treat this business like another job. How many of you want another 40-hour work week? How many of you want to do that grind over and over and over again? None of us. But you're inviting people to look at this idea with money in mind instead of change in mind. Seriously. Instead of you asking them to look at it because you care about them, you're asking them to look at it because you want to make money off of them. How is that good? It's not. I think my screen's messed up over here. Purpose, the definition of purpose is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. I'll ask you guys one question and I want you to answer it to yourself. You don't have to answer it to me. How many of you have purpose in your life? How many of you really know why you exist? I'm not trying to preach to you today. I just want you to understand you were created for more. In fact, you were created for greatness. And this is the model that we get to share that with. Invite with purpose. What I mean by that is you need to go out and change your thinking. You need to change the way you're inviting people. It's called the what if factor. What if I show this to somebody and this invite that I get them to come and look at World Ventures, what if it gets them to go on a family vacation they hadn't been on in a long time? Would that be cool? That'd be neat, right? That would be awesome. And a lot of us, that could motivate us to move forward in World Ventures and show people. But does it really move you to action? Well, the what if your invite saves them a lot of money on their everyday deals? They can get their My Deals app, use it all over the place, and they save a lot of money on everyday activities. Would that be cool? I mean, there's a lot of people in this economy that's looking for a way to save money. Not make money, but save money. And this is why. Because they've been brought up their whole life, the only way for them to make any kind of life for themselves is to save and not have the things that they want to have. But we've got a way they can actually do some of it. You can go out to eat and save money and all that kind of cool thing. Would that be cool if you could do that? Be a neat way to invite. But I want you to dig a little deeper. I want you to go a little further into your invite, into why you're inviting. Now, I'm getting ready to get real deep right now. And I want you guys, this is all I want you to do right now. I want you to come completely into my world right now. I really want you to open up, because this is a hard spot for you to be in, and I know that because I've been there. But I really want you to open your world up to this right now. And I really want you to think about what we're getting ready to say. What if your invite, what if it helps them keep their house? Would you be more eager to show them World Ventures? Would you care what your friend thinks that you're inviting one of their friends? Would you care outside of the fact of caring that I've got to show this to them because they might lose their house? Well, you're like, well, I don't know anybody that's losing their house. I'll tell you a secret, one of the best kept secrets in the world. The person that's losing their house ain't coming to you and telling you they're losing their house. In fact, they're hiding it every bit that they can so you don't know they're losing their house. What if your invite save their house, would that change your thought process of inviting them? Let me ask you this. What if your invite, what if it saves their marriage? I told you I want you to go in here because this is deep. This really could save somebody's marriage. You're like, well, there ain't no way this can save somebody's marriage. Whoo. This is what I'll tell you. Do you think my marriage was the best in the world when I was going through the biggest problems of my life? It wasn't. What kept us in the game and kept our marriage strong was being around this campfire. See, you don't realize that this is a campfire. And either we're doing everything we can to put the campfire out, or we're doing everything to keep the campfire going. And I want to be in the campfire, so I had to get plugged in, and this is how it helped me save my marriage. Because I'll be honest, money is the number one reason people go through divorces. It is. I won't talk about statistics, but there's a lot of family that need to figure out a way to stay together right now. And I got a way called World Ventures that'll help them go back on vacation and get them off the one-eyed monster. That's my mission. Troy said it earlier. My mission in life is to help people. That's me. That's who I am. It's every being of me. So if I know that I can change somebody's life and help them save their marriage, do you think I'm more eager to invite that person to look at World Ventures? Are you getting where I'm going here? See, one thing I left out of my story that I want to tell you real quick is when I went through the roughest time of my life and I was losing everything, understand, I was losing everything with or without World Ventures. It didn't matter if I had World Ventures. It was going away anyway. But when I was staring down that barrel, I really was staring down a barrel. See, there was a moment in my life that I didn't even think I needed to be here. You're like, well, you're a minister, you're a pastor. How can you have that thought? If the person hadn't cared enough about inviting me to look at this idea, I don't know if I would even be here today. So I guess my question is, what if your invite, what if it can save their life? You don't know where the person is. You're judging them because of what they're doing on the outside. Stop. Invite them because you love them. Invite them because you care. Had a conversation with a person, and I really take this to heart. A lot of you are treating this like a network marketing business. You're missing the point. Yeah, the blanket we're under is network marketing. But you want to know what this really is? This is relationship marketing. I can't build anything if a person doesn't trust me. I cannot partner with anybody that has no trust in me as a partner. When you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. But some of you are putting your wants ahead of everybody else's wants, and you're expecting God to pour this blessing out on you. You're missing the whole point. God wants to bless you, but for him to bless you, there's got to be a lot of other people getting blessed at the same time. So what if your invite was changing somebody's life? What if your invite was saving somebody's marriage? What if your invite kept that person from losing their house? See, it ain't about me anymore. Why did Jonathan go fast through the ranks? It ain't because of me. It's because my shift in thinking. I started caring, truly caring about people. That's why I'm so excited to be on the stage today. That's why this is an environment I love, because this is a way I can pour back into people. And that's what it's about for me. So some of us, we've heard the four-step invite, and here's what it looks like. Now, my friend Dave Watson talks about it all the time, so I'm going to just breeze through it. You got to be in a hurry. So what does being in a hurry look like? Being in a hurry looks like this. Hey, Quinn, I don't have a lot of time right now. Quinn's my wife. Hey, Quinn, I don't have a lot of time right now. It's that simple. People ask me, oh, well, how do you invite? This is it. I don't have a lot of time right now. What's the next? You clear the date. So you're going to clear the date. What are you doing tonight at 7 o'clock? Now, if you notice, I said tonight at 7 o'clock. The reason I said tonight is because we've had more success inviting people the day of than 20 days before. A lot of you are waiting for people to come to you. Stop waiting for people to come to you. Go to them. Because if you truly care about them, well, why won't you get in the car and drive to their house and show them World Ventures? If you really think that this is the deal, if you really believe what you say, that World Ventures is going to change your life, why don't you get in your car and drive to your friend's house and say, hey, listen, I got to show you something. Why don't you do it? It's because you don't believe. Point blank, you don't believe enough. It ain't running through you yet. You got to get it running through you. After you clear the day, you got to get excited. You can tell I like to get excited. So here's my get excited. Great. I got something you absolutely got to see. You're like, well, I don't ever talk that way. You got a boring life then. Get excited about life. Get excited about change. Here's why I can get excited there, because I know for a fact if I go show this to Steve and he says yes, we're getting ready to go on a journey of a lifetime, and I just helped him do something that he wasn't going to be able to do without me showing him. That's where my mindset was. And the last step, confirm the date. Great. I'll see you at 7. Now I'm going to show you some slides here, this next slide, and this is going to be something I want. Everybody playing all in today? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to get your phone out. And Troy Brown don't even know I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it. We're going to create an environment of a win right now. And it's going to be an environment that we're going to carry through the whole day. Any of you text? You like to text, right? I want you to write some of these texts down. Are you free today at 3? It's simple. It's not a lot. Just, are you free today at 3? Or, let's meet up. Starbucks on 4th Avenue. That's one invite. The next invite that we use this all the time. It's called our focus text. And this one is the one that I want you to put into action right now. So you got your phones ready, right? And this one we're gonna tweak it a little bit. This is one I want you to use when you leave here today, but this one I want you to use right now, okay? You free? I'm heading your way. Where are you at? I want you to catch why that's such an important text. Now, this one's a little bit different because I'm gonna change it for you right now, okay? Everybody's playing all in. You want to win. So tomorrow, I want you to have the fullest calendar that you've ever had in World Ventures. I want you to get past the fear right now. So on this text, I want you to put this in your text message. I want you to go through and I want you to put one person, just one person that you love enough that you want to help them change their life. I want you to put their name in the send box, in the box, so you got the text you can send. And this is what I want you to send to them. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, can I come over? Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, can I come over? It can be whatever time it works for you. Some of you will use some other reason. Well, I can't go at 4. Put another time in there. Tomorrow, whatever time, I'm coming over. And put a question mark. And if they say yes, this is what I want you to do. We're going to really see who did it because I've done this in other rooms. When they say yes, I want you to just say yes out loud. As loud as you can. I'm serious. When they say yes, and I don't want you to just do it during this segment. I want you to do it through the whole day. And here's what I want to challenge you to do. See, there's leaders in the room that you're already thinking. I'm not just sending this to one person. I'm sending this to 5, So we say the 5 to 10 rule, send it to your best 5 to 10. Send it to 5 people and you're gonna change their life. Do that right now. Right now. I mean, seriously, while I'm talking, you're not gonna miss anything I say. I want you to send it right now. When they say yes, or sure, or whatever that gives you a yes, you're going. I just want you to say yes. That's it, just yes. Troy, is that okay? Ain't gonna bother you, is it? Yes, that's all I want you to do. I don't want you to say anything else, just yes, okay? Is that cool? Now you're starting to care about people. Don't ever forget, and this is probably the most important part I'm gonna say. Don't ever forget that you could change somebody's life by simply picking up the phone. See, this is the easiest system that I've ever seen in my life that can create riches for a person. But most of you won't pick up the phone because you care what the person thinks on the other side of the line. You need to stop caring what they think and you need to start caring what you think. You got to care enough about them to get them in front of it at all cost. That don't mean you're begging them. We ain't beggars. But that means I care about you. And they got to know I care about you. Because a friend that's wanting to sit down with me is going to want to sit down with me because they know I care about them. If Travis thinks I'm going and I'm trying to show him World Ventures because I want to make money off of him, is he going to show up? Most cases, no way. But if Travis feels like I've got an emotional connection with him and he can hear my voice, every bit of it comes through your voice, then why wouldn't he do it? Don't be led by your fear. Be driven by your purpose. Don't be led by your fear. Because every one of us has fear. I still have fear when I send somebody a message. But at the end of the day, my purpose is bigger than my fear. And I know who controls the fear. And I ain't his child. See, in the Word it says, I'm more than a victor. I'm more than a conqueror. So I'm walking like a conqueror when I send this message. Here's what I know. When they look at my deal, either they say yes or they say no, and I'm good either way, but they can't come back to me and say, you didn't show me. Imagine this. Let me put this into perspective, and I'm done. Imagine this. Imagine if 3 years from now, you had a friend. Right now, you had a friend, but 3 years from now, somebody walks up to you and here's what their conversation is. Jonathan, listen, I saw you doing some things. I saw this little blue sign that said you was going all over the world. You're still going all over the world. But Jonathan, why? Why did you watch me lose everything? Why did you watch my struggle and not care enough to ask me to look at what you were doing? Why did you not talk to me? We were friends. Yes. It ain't about the money, but Jonathan, you saw me struggling. See, Facebook makes it easy to watch people struggle. You saw me struggling, but you were over there on your Facebook and you were putting all this good stuff all over there, but you didn't care about me enough to show me World Ventures. That's the purpose behind this. That's why we've got the deal that can change lives. That's why if you do this right and you go make it happen, purpose plus action equals results. It's time to get a little purpose behind you. It's time to change some lives. It's time to do something different. Let's go!